One morning the resident of that town all ran up to each other and asked, "What was that loud noise?" It took an outsider to remind them what silence sounded like. They had acquired the ability to totally tune out the noise of the falls, and when the river was diverted to the falls, could be reinforced because they were collapsing. They hadn't made the transition to hearing without the background noise. Now it is interesting that those people could go other places and find the lack of background noise quite natural. But in their lives, the subconscious mind had learned to simply tune out the noise of the falls. And isn't it interesting to speculate just how your subconscious mind can manage to undergo the experience of not noticing to notice things? Take, for example, the color blue. It can be a true blue, but it can also be an emotional state. And I don't know just how exactly your subconscious mind can make the switch to thinking of blue as only the feeling that's right, calm. There are many colors, which we'll call colors for now, which can be the fear or the phobia. You are now freeing yourself from now you are through the powers of your subconscious. And for the next while, your subconscious can forget to remember that feeling colors, and forget to even remember the name for the color that you don't need to notice. And you can notice many things. You can notice the color of the grass, or of this color of the sea. You can hold back then for breakfast, but it isn't easy to forget to remember that you don't need to even notice that particular color